Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hara Hari Bol. Jaya, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Hare Krishna, so welcome everyone this morning. Today's class is on the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Today we're reading from Adi Lila, chapter number 2, entitled Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And today we're reading from text number 18. And Atman Taryami Yanre Yoga Shastri Koi. Atman Taryami Yanre Yoga Shastri Koi. Seha Govindera Amsha Vibhuti Yehoi. Seha Govindera Amsha Vibhuti Yehoi. Atman Taryami Yanre Yoga Shastri Koi. Atman Taryami Yanre Yoga Shastri Koi. Seha Govindera Amsa Vibhuti Yehoi. Seha Govindera Amsa Vibhuti Yehoi. Atmantaryami Yandre Yoga Shastrikoya. Sega Vog Vindera Amsha Vibhuti Yehoi. Anyone like to repeat?
Mantriyami Yoga Yandra Shastra Koi.
Atmantriyami Yoga Shastra Koi.
Matijis. Atma Antayami, indwelling super soul. Yandre, who? Yoga Shastre, in the scriptures of yoga. Kaya is spoken. Seha, that. Govindera, of Govinda. Amsa, plenary portion. Vibhuti, expansion. Yay, which. Hoya, is. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. He who is described in the Yoga Shastras as the indwelling super soul, Atma Antaryami, is also a plenary portion of Govinda's personal expansion. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is by nature joyful. His enjoyments or pastimes are completely transcendental. He is in the fourth dimension of existence. For although the material world is measured by the limitations of length, breadth, and height, the Supreme Lord is completely unlimited in His body, form, and existence. He is not personally attached to any of the affairs of this within the material cosmos. The material world is created by the expansion of His Purusha avatars, who direct the aggregate material energy and all the conditioned souls. By understanding the three expansions of the Purusha, a living entity can transcend the position of knowing only the 24 elements of the material world. One of the expansions of Mahavishnu is Shiradakshai Vishnu, the super soul within every living entity. As the super soul of the total aggregate of living entities, or the second Purusha, he is known as Garbhadakshai Vishnu. As the creator or original cause of innumerable universes, or the first Purusha, who is lying on the causal ocean, he is called Mahavishnu. The three Purushas direct the affairs of the material world. The authorized scriptures direct individual souls to revive their relationship with the super soul. Indeed, the system of yoga is the process of transcending the influence of the material elements by establishing a connection with the Purusha known as Paramatma. One who has thus thoroughly studied the intricacies of creation can know very easily that this Paramatma is the plenary portion of the Supreme Being, Shri Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sabadutam Brijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The permission of the senior Vaishnavas, sannyasi, Srila Prabhupada disciples and all of you, I'll try to share something as we read from Chaitanya Charitamrita today. Krishna is known as Turiya. Turiya literally means the fourth. Krishna is beyond the three dimensions of this world. Here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, Turiya, or the fourth dimension, means to be beyond the length, the breadth, and the width, the depth of this existence. Krishna is beyond the three dimensions. Not just that, Krishna is Turiya, the fourth, because Krishna is beyond the three modes of material nature. Krishna is Vishuddha Sattva, completely purified, beyond the modes. Not just that, Krishna is Turiya, because Krishna is beyond the three Purusha incarnations. There is Mahavishnu, Karana Dakshai Vishnu, there is Garbhodakshai Vishnu, there is Shiradakshai Vishnu. But Krishna is the source of all of them. Sarva, Karana, Karanam. Not just that, Krishna is Turiya, the fourth, because he is beyond the three states of consciousness. There is deep sleep, there is dreaming state, and there is wakeful state. But Krishna is beyond all three of those states of consciousness, completely transcendental. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says Krishna is Turiya because Krishna is beyond the three platforms. There's the physical, the mental, and the intellectual, and Krishna is beyond that. Other commentators go on to say Krishna is Turiya because Krishna is beyond the three worlds, the lower, the middle, and the upper planetary systems. Krishna is Tribhuvanath, the Lord of all three of those, beyond. So like this, Krishna is completely transcendental. And all of us here are stuck within the three dimensions. And because we're stuck within the three dimensions, we are feeling the struggle of material existence. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mamevamsha jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manasastendriyani prakriti stani karshati. It's a karshati. This world is such a struggle. Why? Prakriti stani, because you are situated. You have situated yourself within prakriti, the material conception. And the material conception is the conception of three dimensions. And because all we know is the three worlds, the three platforms of sensual, mental, intellectual, because all we know is the three modes of material nature, because all we know is the three states of consciousness, sleeping, dreaming, being awake, because this is all we know, because prakriti stani. Therefore, karshati, we're struggling. And everyone in this world is trying to come out of their struggle But they're trying to create a solution within the three dimensions. There's no solution within the three dimensions. To get out of the struggle of material existence, you have to connect with Durya, the fourth dimension, the Supreme Lord. Einstein once said, "You can't solve the problems of this world with the same type of thinking that created them in the first place." And therefore, one must always try to search for that which is beyond the three dimensions. And that which is beyond the three dimensions is Krishna, the fourth dimension, Durya. Otherwise it will be difficult, isn't it? One man came to Srila Prabhupada, he said, "Swamiji, I have so many factories, I have so much money, so much power, so much control, so many assets, but factually I just feel like I'm struggling in this world." And Prabhupada said, "Yes, chintam aparimeyam cha pralayantam upashrita kamopa bhoga parama etavaditi nishchita. Kamopa bhoga parama." If all your desires are just within the three dimensions of this world, if you have unlimited material desires, chintam aparimeyam cha, then you will have unlimited anxieties and struggles. And therefore Prabhupada said, "Yes, naturally you have so many things, therefore you have so much struggle." So Prabhupada said, "Don't worry, give it all to us. We'll be happy, Krishna will be happy, and you will be happy." Durya, connect to Krishna, because as soon as you add Krishna into the equation, it becomes very, very transcendental. Prabhupada writes in one letter, "Spiritual mathematics means 5 plus 5 equals
11.
11. Even in spiritual mathematics, Prabhupada said, 5 plus 5 equals 10. 2 plus 2 equals 4. And anywhere plus Krishna equals Vrindavan. As soon as you add Krishna into the equation, it becomes transcendental. Anywhere plus Krishna equals Vrindavan. Music plus Krishna equals Kirtan. Discussion plus Krishna equals Samvad. Complete discussion. Krishna plus food equals Prasadam. Because Durya, now you're connecting with that which is beyond the three dimensions. So the whole purpose of Shastra, the whole purpose of Krishna coming to this world is to reveal to us that we have to connect with that which is beyond this world. Now we're reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. The first 12 chapters of the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita are a preface, an invocation. The pastimes of Chaitanya Dev don't begin in the Chaitanya Charitamrita until the 13th chapter. So the first 12 chapters of the CC are setting the foundation. And this particular chapter is known as Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Normally we say Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But here we're saying Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because the purpose of Kaviraj Goswami is to establish very firmly Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahi Anya. There is no difference between Lord Krishna and Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the first 12 chapters of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami is answering a few very key questions. Number one, who is Lord Chaitanya? Number two, why did Lord Chaitanya even come to this world? Number three, why and how was the story of Lord Chaitanya documented? And number four, who are the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chapter number two answers the first question, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chapters number 3 and 4 answer the second question, why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come to this world? Chapters number 5, 6, and 7 deal with who were Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's primary associates. Chapter number 8 deals with why and how did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's story get documented. And chapters number 9, 10, 11, and 12 deal with who are Lord Chaitanya's extended associates. Therefore, by the time you reach the end of the 12th chapter, you're ready to hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. If we don't know the answers to these questions, then we cannot actually relish the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The pastimes of Mahaprabhu are very, very sweet. But when you have a meal, you don't have the sweet first. First you have, isn't it? Shukta, isn't it? Little bitter rice, dal. You have to have some staple diet. Then when the sweet comes, madhurena samapayet, the Vedic logicians say, you must end with the sweet. So the sweet pastimes can only be relished if one understands the tattva. Therefore, tattva before leela. Tattva before rasa. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami says, Siddhanta boliye chite nakara alash. Iha hoite Krishna lage sudrida manash. Siddhanta boliye, when it comes to understanding philosophy, nakara alash. Don't be lazy. Don't be negligent. Don't be inattentive. Don't think I will skip over this and get to the real nectar. Because iha hoite, by understanding Siddhanta, Krishna lage sudrida manash. The mind becomes fixed on Krishna. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami is spending so much time implanting this deep foundation of who is Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. Krishna himself. Krishna, who is the fourth dimension. And Lord Chaitanya is that same personality. And today, Kaviraj Goswami is explaining that just as Krishna is known in different ways, Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yajgyanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. Krishna is known in three phases, as Bhagavan, as Paramatma, and as the all-pervading energy, Brahman. So that same Paramatma who is Krishna, that same Paramatma is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami says, Sada Hridaya Kandare Spuratu Vasachinandana. Install Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the innermost chambers of your heart, because he can guide you back to the spiritual world. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord, and that Supreme Lord has mercifully come and is accompanying all of us in this world as the Paramatma. The Paramatma is very, very mystical. In most religions, it's amazing. They have the concept of God, but God is very, very far away. In most people's conception of God, God is a distant God. He's away. He's up there in the clouds somewhere. In most people's conception of God, He's there, but He's not so involved in your life. Just if you do something wrong, then He comes into action. But otherwise, He's just kind of there, and as long as you behave, He's okay. He's not going to get too involved in your life. But in the Vedic conception, no. God is not far away. God is the closest. He's right there in your heart. And God is not inattentive. God is not apathetic. God is extremely alive and active and attentive. God is reciprocating us at every moment. Because Krishna is right there in your heart as the super soul. It's amazing. When I came to the Hare Krishna movement, one thing that really amazed me about devotees is how they would speak. And devotees, they would often say things like, oh, Krishna arranged it. Oh, Krishna is speaking to us. Oh, Krishna is playing a game with us. Or maybe this is a higher plan that Krishna has. And devotees would just say it effortlessly. And to me it was like a big revelation. Because I never imagined God would be so involved in your life. Like, who am I? Like, why would Krishna play a joke on me? But the devotee said, no, Krishna is arranging. He's attentive, he's alive, he's active. They asked His Holiness Kadamba Kanda Maharaj once, Have you ever seen Krishna? He said, I don't know if I've ever seen Krishna's face, but I see His hand every single day. Yes, His hand is there because Krishna is so attentive, Krishna is so alive. But who can perceive Paramatma within the heart? Who can hear Paramatma within the heart? Who can hear Krishna speaking to you? Can you hear? Is it Paramatma? Srila Prabhupada could hear. I was just reading the other day in Veda Base, there was one interview Prabhupada was having, and the interviewer asked Srila Prabhupada, how do you select your leaders in the Hare Krishna movement? It's an interesting question. Prabhupada said, Krishna tells me. So Rameshwar Prabhu was there. So Rameshwar Prabhu thought, like, let me just cushion this a little bit. Like, Krishna tells me? He says, yeah. So he looks at the reporter. Rameshwar Prabhu says, yes. Like, Krishna in the Shastra says, what is the qualifications of a leader? And then according to those qualifications, then we see who is qualified and we decide who is a leader. Prabhupada looked at him, looked at the reporter, and he said, no, Krishna tells me directly. Krishna tells me directly. Another reporter once said to Prabhupada, where do you get your money from? It's interesting, the questions that report. You can tell someone's consciousness by the questions they ask. So where do you get your money from? Prabhupada said, Krishna gives it to us. He said, yeah, I understand. I said, but where do you specifically get it from? So Prabhupada looked at him and he said, Krishna is in your heart. And if Krishna tells you, give the Swamiji $2,000, you will have to give me $2,000. At that moment, he became a little flustered. He thought, maybe I better get out of here quick. You know? Stay with some money in my pocket, you know. So Prabhupada was there, seeing. Prabhupada says, yes, Krishna is dictating. It's interesting how Prabhupada would sometimes do things in different ways. Clearly, there was some dictation going on. It's interesting how before Prabhupada came to America, he was in Jhansi. Isn't it? And in Jhansi, he was League of Devotees. He had that property. And then there was some complexity in that property. They tried to usurp the property. And Prabhupada just thought, all this complexity in getting a property, Krishna has some other plan. And Prabhupada just walked. He walked away. He just left it behind. But then some years later, Prabhupada was in Juhu. And then he tried to acquire that property. And in that property, there were so many more complexities. There were so many more reasons why not to go ahead. Even the devotees were saying, Prabhupada, these guys are doing us a favor, let's just get out of here. But in that situation, Prabhupada didn't walk. Prabhupada said, no, we will... Prabhupada said, I brought Radha Ras Bihari here, and I made a promise to them that I will build a temple for them here. So how can I walk away? Amazing. That time Prabhupada didn't walk. So the pure devotee is in communion with Krishna. The pure devotee is hearing Krishna. The pure devotee is connected. Why? Jitatmana prashantasya. Paramatma samahita sitoshna sukadukeshu tathamana pamanoyaha. You say to me, I can't hear, I can't, how they can hear, I can't hear, why don't I? I just hear rickshaws. I just hear sounds of people shouting. I just hear the sounds of the material world. Why can't I hear the Paramatma? Jitatmana. Have you conquered your mind? Have you conquered your senses? Krishna says, for one who has conquered the mind, Paramatma Samahita, the super soul is already reached. So if you want to hear Krishna, Krishna is right there dictating everything. But we can't hear because right now the sound of the mind is too loud. The sound of the mind is drowning out all the other messages. Therefore, we can't hear Krishna. Krishna wants to give us everything. Krishna is so active as the Paramatma. It's interesting. Mahavishnu is lying down. Garbhadakshai is lying down. Vashiradakshai Vishnu is standing up. Interesting, isn't it? Because he wants to be active. He's alert. He's just waiting. Just waiting for the devotee to say, now going back to Godhead is my main priority. And as soon as we do that, Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. As soon as you make that resolve, as soon as you say, I don't have any more agenda in this world. I've been there, I've done that, I've got the t-shirt, and I realize it's all a useless waste of time, Krishna. I just want to come back to you. Then Krishna's voice becomes amplified. Krishna is right there. Upadrashta numantacha bhatra bhokta maheshwara paramatme tichap yukta dehesmin purushapara. Krishna says, upadrashta, I'm overseeing everything. Anumanta, I'm the one permitting everything. As the paramatme tichap yukto, I'm right there as the paramatma. You just have to connect. Krishna says, mata smritir gyanam apohanam cha. As the Paramatma, I'm giving you knowledge, remembrance, forgetfulness, everything. I'm communicating. Krishna says, tesham evanukampartham aham agyana jamtamaha. I'm in your heart and I'm ready to destroy all the ignorance with the shining lamp of knowledge. You just have to want it. You just have to desire it. It has to become your priority. His Grace Kishore Prabhu, who was Prabhupada's disciple, he was once in Berry Place with Prabhupada. And right in the middle of the lecture, one person stood up and he said, can you see Krishna? So Prabhupada was like, yeah, I can see Krishna. Then he looked at the man and he said, can't you see Krishna? And in that moment, everyone turned to the man. And he said, no, I can't see Krishna. And then Prabhupada looked at him with a penetrating look and said, do you want to see Krishna? And in that moment, he just shook his head. And he said, no, I don't want to see Krishna. And Prabhupada said, therefore you cannot see Krishna. Do you want it? How much do you want it? Isn't it? George Harrison says, I really want to see you. I really want to see you. Really, how much do you want to see? So, jitatmana prashantasya. Here Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Krishna appears in this world accompanying the spirit soul as the Paramatma. That Paramatma is the same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How will we hear Paramatma? Kaviraj Goswami gives one other secret. Because you may say, yeah, what do I do? My mind is not conquered. So then am I doomed? So later on in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami says very, very beautifully, Shiksha Guru Keta Jani Krishnara Svarup Antaryami Bhakta Shreshta E Duirup. There's a saving grace. E Duirup. Because Krishna has come to guide you back to the spiritual world in Dwirup, two forms. The first form, Antaryami, Paramatma, Krishna who's in your heart. But I can't hear Krishna. Therefore, Bhakta Shrestha, Krishna also appears in this world in the second manifestation as the Bhakta Shrestha, the foremost of all devotees, the Shiksha Guru, the one who guides, the one who gives instructions, the one who is the external manifestation of the Paramatma, the one who comes in front of you and chastises you, the one who comes in front of you and challenges you, the one who comes in front of you and smashes your false ego, and the one who comes in front of you and gives loving words of inspiration and encouragement. Those Vaishnavas are the external manifestation of the Paramatma. And one who then connects with those Vaishnavas, even they may not be able to hear the Paramatma, by the instructions of the Bhakta Shrestha, by the instructions of the great devotees, they can become purified in mind and heart. And through that purification of consciousness, they can tune in to the wavelength of the Paramatma. Because Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna in your heart wants to speak to you, but you only have to open your ears. Open heart, open ears. So therefore the Vaishnavas are our saving grace, because through the Vaishnavas we are hearing Paramatma. The Vaishnavas are coming with messages from Krishna. The Vaishnavas are crafting a plan for our life more than we can understand. The Vaishnavas are able to show us things that we can't see in ourselves. Therefore, we must let the Vaishnavas into our lives. The greatest wealth we have is the Vaishnavas around us. Because Kaviraj Goswami says, Durgame patimendhasya skalat pada gatirmuhu svakripa yastidanena shantashantvavalambanam. Durgame patimendhasya, my path is very difficult. I'm slipping again and again. It's so difficult, spiritual life. Sva kripa yasti dhanena. But the Vaishnavas are like the stick of mercy. They're the ones that are holding me up on this path. Therefore, we take shelter of the Vaishnavas. It is a phenomenon in our movement that there are many, many Vaishnavas around us who can help us. But often we do not let them into our life. Sometimes it's because of shyness. We think, they are such great Vaishnavas, who am I? Why would they be interested in me? And therefore, because of shyness, we keep away from the Vaishnavas. Sometimes we keep away from the Vaishnavas because of fear. We think like, if I let them into my life, what are they going to do? What are they going to tell me to do? Maybe I'll have to start giving up things. Maybe I'll have to sacrifice. Maybe I'll have to give up my comfort. I don't know if I'm ready for someone to get involved in my life in that way. Devotees are like agents of Vamandev. They come into your life and they say, just three steps. And before you know it, they've taken over everything. I've got experience, isn't it? Therefore we think, no, out of fear. Don't let them too close. Then we keep a distance. Sometimes we keep distance from the Vaishnavas because of pride. I'm doing okay. I know what I'm doing. I've been in the Krishna consciousness movement long enough to know how it all works. I'm on my path. I don't need help. Pride, shyness, fear. Then we keep a distance from the devotees. But those devotees, Bhakta Shrestha, Antaryami, Eidu Irup, Those devotees are the key who can help you to hear Krishna within the heart. And so we must let the Vaishnavas into our lives. We must let first Lord Chaitanya into the innermost chambers of our heart, as Kaviraj Goswami says in the fourth verse of the Adi Leela chapter 1. And then we must let the devotees, we must hear from the devotees. Mahaprabhu told the poet in Jagannath Puri, Jaha Bhagavata Pada Vaishnava Rastane Ekanta Ashraya Kore Chaitanya Charane. You have to hear Bhagavatam. You have to sit at the feet of a Vaishnav and hear Bhagavatam. But which kind of Vaishnav? Ekanta Ashraya Kara Chaitanya Charane. You have to hear from someone who has taken shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have to hear from a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have to hear from a Chaitanya Bhakta. Therefore, you have to bring one of the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu close into your life. And then by this combination, A Dui Rup, then one can hear Krishna. We want to see Krishna. We want to hear Krishna. We want to feel Krishna's presence. One time Srila Prabhupada was on a morning walk and he asked the devotees, how do you know what I'm telling you is true? And devotees gave different answers. And then one devotee said, because Srila Prabhupada, when I chant Hare Krishna, I feel Krishna's presence. And Prabhupada said, that is the right answer. Ultimately, we have to feel Krishna's presence. We have to hear Krishna. We have to see Krishna. But that can only be achieved through purified senses. Ata Shri Krishna Namadhin Abhavet Graya Mindriye Sevan Mukhe Hijivado Svayameva Spuratyada. Krishna is completely transcendental. His name, fame, form, qualities, pastimes, everything is Durya. It's beyond the dimensions of this world. So how you will perceive it through senses of this world. Therefore, Sevan Mukhe Hijivado. By rendering service, by hearing from the Vaishnavas, and by purifying those senses, then through those senses, one can see Krishna, feel Krishna, and hear Krishna. So, here, in the final line of the purport, Srila Prabhupada instructs, the authorized scriptures direct the individual souls to revive their relationship with the super soul. This is the purpose, to revive the relationship with the super soul. It's a relationship, it's a real thing. It's not theoretical, it's not intellectual. You have a relationship with the super soul. Krishna is in the heart. So we need to be able to try to hear Krishna. But for that to happen, there's a process. And so, that is the process that we try to grasp. And then, we pray we will come in contact with Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Saila. Maybe devotees have some questions or comments. Just before I just open up for some questions and comments, I just wanted to just say one thing in case I forget at the end. I just really wanted to, on behalf of all the disciples of His Holiness Kadambakanda Maharaj, we'd like to thank so much all the devotees here in Sri Vrindavan Dham. We'd also like to thank so much the leadership, the management, the Vrindavan Executive Board for facilitating so nicely Maharaj's final months here in the world and facilitating so many events, arrangements, the samadhi, the memorial, The devotees were so kind, and through this assistance and community spirit, we were able to render some service to Maharaj and serve him in his final journey. So we'd like to thank all the devotees very, very much. ISKCON Vrindavan Ki. Thank you. So yes.
Thank you, Maharaj. Great class. And I never met you before, but now I've actually seen you. I'm very mesmerized by your speech. So thank you. You were mentioning about how that Vaishnavism into our life, which is, you know, great. At the same time, in the Nectar of Destruction, it talks about there's three kinds of Vaishnavas. And also, and the scripture mentions about taking on the Shiksha Guru, or, you know, in our case, the Shiksha Guru, who would be the main guidance. Because, you know, there's always a classic word, when it comes in contact with the Hare Krishna Guru, one hears this, one hears this, one hears this, one hears this, one hears this. So it seems like if one doesn't have maturity to understand what is what and which path to grow, I mean, literally, one can be driven crazy. But I'm just wondering whether maybe you can offer a common relationship to that.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your question. Yes, we should associate with Vaishnavas. That is a principle. Without Vaishnavas, there's no opportunity to achieve Krishna. That we know. But then we're realizing that, yes, there must be some discrimination. They say when you come in the beginning of the movement, you think everyone's a pure devotee. Then later on, as you advance a little bit more, you think maybe there's a few pure devotees. Then later on, you think maybe there's no pure devotees, but I'm a pure devotee. And then when you become a little humble, you think, even I'm not a pure devotee. So then we have so many doubts. Who is a pure devotee? Who is one we can take shelter of? First thing I would say is this. We can associate with all Vaishnavas and take something from all Vaishnavas. That doesn't mean we have to invest absolute faith in every single Vaishnav. You can invest how much faith comes naturally to you in a Vaishnav, and then let that faith grow. So with Vaishnav relationships, it's not all or nothing. We don't look at someone and think, no, not a pure devotee, avoid at all costs. No, we can still take something from such personalities. So that's the first point, that in Sadhu Sangha, there's something we can take from everyone. You see, Sadhu Sangha has two meanings. Sadhu means a perfect person. So Sadhu Sangha means to associate with a perfect person. But the Vaishnavas say that Sadhu Sangha has a different, double meaning. Sadhu means also perfect integration. So when two imperfect Vaishnavas come together in a perfect way, by genuinely trying to find Krishna, then even two imperfect Vaishnavas can help each other grow towards Krishna. So it's not that pure devotee or nothing. No. Every Vaishnav is valuable. Every Vaishnav can help. Then the second thing is that Shastra then tells us which kind of Vaishnavas to take shelter of. What are their qualities? Isn't it? Arjuna says, how does he walk? How does he talk? How does he engage his senses? There are practically four sections in the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna outlines the qualities of a self-realized soul. Abhayam sattvasam sudhir jnana yoga vivastiti danam damascha yagyascha svadhyaya staparjavam ahimsa satyam akrodas tyagakshantirapeshanam dayabhute shalolutvam mardavam rirachapalam. Krishna is giving everything. This is it. You want to know? They have books in the world, seven qualities of highly successful people. So here Krishna is giving 26 qualities of the most exalted people. You see, make an assessment. So that's the second point. See, Krishna is giving so many indications of who is on a higher level of consciousness. Take their Sangha. And then finally, Rupa Goswami is saying in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, three very important qualities of who you should associate with. First quality, sajatiya. They must be like-minded. You see, because there could be a very elevated person, but you also have to be sajatiya. This personality. Spiritual life is not impersonal. So there may be certain people that you gel with more than others. Sajatiya. So find someone like-minded, same wavelength, someone who knows you. Then he says, snigdhasya. Find someone who's affectionate for you. Some Vaishnav will be there who has a heart, who really has your ever well-wisher. And then he says, ashraya. Find someone who has some advancement. So in simple terminology, Rupa says, the person you should associate with is the person who knows you, the person who loves you, and the person who can help you. If you find a Vaishnava like that, why will you not take advantage? Take advantage. Because lava matra, sadhu sangha, sarva, siddhi hoy. Then you get perfection.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you very much for the wonderful class. I have a question when you are referring that Siddhanta before Leela. Yeah. So one should grasp the Siddhanta, then enter into the process. We see that in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva, when he was totally distressful and disappointed with what work he has done with related to Siddhanta and Vedanta and all, then came the Bhagavatam, which is all about pastimes. And for me, I am not intellectual, not sharp enough to grasp the Siddhanta and understand the intricacies between the philosophical understanding. For me, it's easier to go take the support of the pastimes, the leelas, through which I can understand the Siddhanta. Is that okay, or first Siddhanta, then the leela? Thank you.
Thank you. Srila Prabhupada was so expert that he gave us Siddhanta and leela together. Srila Prabhupada gives us Krishna book. And then in the middle of Krishna book, there's all this philosophy. Kaviraj Goswami gives us this beautiful Chaitanya Charitamrita, but in the middle, there's all this philosophy. When we say you have to understand Siddhanta, it doesn't mean you have to become a Sanskrit scholar. It doesn't mean you need to memorize 1,000,008 Sanskrit verses. It doesn't mean you need to know every page of every book inside out, upside down. But it means you need to understand Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You're His servant. And life is meant to develop love. Dhananjaya Prabhu once, he was saying that they organized for the devotees to go to Amsterdam onto like Top of the Pops. It's like a music show. Because Prabhupada could be on national television. So later on, they organized everything. Later on, the TV producer said, no, the Swami can only come on for 1 minute. So he went back to Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, I don't think I want to take you all the way there. They're only giving you 1 minute. Prabhupada said, I can tell the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness in 1 minute. I don't need any more time. Krishna is God. You're His servant, and you need to serve Him. Now some people, in order to get that through their head, they need to read and read and read and read and read. People like me, and still don't get it. And others are very simple-hearted. They can read it, grasp it, accept it, live it, and then they can enter into Krishna's pastimes. You go into Vraj, there are so many simple-minded people. They may not know Shastra. That doesn't mean they don't know Siddhanta. See, they may not know the intricacies of Shastra, but Siddhanta means Siddha Anta, the perfect end. Otherwise, people study so many Shastra. Bahu Shastra, Bahu Vakya, Chite Brahma Hoy, Sadhya Sadhana Shrestha Na Hoy Nishchoy. Mahaprabhu told Tapan Mishra, Bahu Shastra, you read so many books, Bahu Vakya, you heard so many instructions. Chitte Brahma Hoy, and the net result of it was you became completely confused. Therefore, you have to hear from Bhakti Vedanta. You have to hear from the person who can give you. So don't be intimidated. You don't need to be a scholar. At the entrance gate to the spiritual world, Jay and Vijay are not going to ask you for your Bhakti Shastri certificate. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't get one. But after you get your certificate, then Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanavan Mam Prapadyate. You became a Bhakti Shastri? Really? Then if you're really a Gyanavan, surrender. Surrender. Put your own desires to one side and put Krishna's desires to the front. Can we do that? Then you're real Bhakti Shastri. Hare Krishna. I don't know timing. Okay. Is it finished? We finished. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki Jai Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.